Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, James Abankwa looks ahead to a possible Ireland debut against Bulgaria on Thursday. John O'Shea's disagreed with Glenn Whelan's assessment of the Ireland squad. And Maurizio Pochettino harbours hopes of a return to Tottenham. But first, James Abankwa has encouraged more young Irish players to take chances outside of the UK, currently on loan from Udinese at Watford. The 21-year-old could make his senior Ireland debut in Thursday's Nations League playoff away to Bulgaria. Abankwa was sent off in Watford's 1-0 loss away to Oxford in the Championship at the weekend, and he's been explaining the difference between Serie A and the Championship.
In terms of the differences between the both, I think playing in the Championship, it's a lot more hectic, a lot more physical as well. I think the game speed's a lot quicker, so it takes a bit to kind of get used to that. I think I adjusted quite well to the Championship, just need to keep going, because at Udinese, or let's say in the Serie A, it's a lot more tactical, and then even our sessions as well are a lot more tactical and just working on the ball. I think being there for the years of being there, it's helped me improve playing on the ball, playing out from the back, and yeah, I just love having the ball on my feet as well.
Abankwa admits it was a huge adjustment moving from St. Pat's to Udinese.
Yeah, it was a massive step for me at the time. You know, just playing in the League of Ireland and then getting bought by a Serie A club. I think it took me a lot to adjust. I was with the 19s quite a bit when I was over there, and I think that kind of helped me kind of settle into things. And yeah, slowly but gradually adjusted.
And he's encouraged fellow young players to commit to the culture if they secure a move to a country like Italy.
Just say, go out there, enjoy yourself, embrace it, kind of embrace the culture as well. You know, they do like that, and just work hard. I think it is very important, you know, being able to at least understand the language, you know, when your manager is speaking. I think speaking it is quite difficult, but yeah, if you can try pick up some words, it's good.
The Ireland squad fly out to Plovdiv today ahead of the first leg of their Nations League playoff with Bulgaria. Before last year's game against Finland, former Ireland midfielder Glenn Whelan questioned the care factor among some members of the squad for playing for their country. Whelan worked alongside John O'Shea during his time in interim charge of Ireland and is now the interim boss at Wigan. But the current Ireland assistant manager says there's no commitment issue among the current crop of Ireland players.
No, I wouldn't have discussed it. It was obviously just... everyone's entitled to their opinion, you know what I mean? And it's obviously when you get a couple of bad results or you get a different performance that everyone has an opinion about it, and these things are respected, but we keep things tight in-house as well.
You have no problem with the attitude or the conviction of the players?
Never when anyone turns up to play for Ireland, no.
With Evan Ferguson still struggling for minutes on loan at West Ham, O'Shea has backed informed duo Adam Ida and Troy Parrott to provide the goals Ireland need.
Oh, look, it's a huge plus. Goal scoring is obviously one of the, if not the hardest thing in the game, so it's very important. You have that confidence. Two players playing in Europe as well, obviously. And obviously Adam now has got another kind of fight on his hands to get that starting spot in the Celtic team. He's obviously coming on and affecting games. That's an ongoing one for himself, but the most important thing is they're coming into us fitting well and obviously confident from scoring goals and playing in Europe and playing in big occasions, and the more that happens for Irish players, the better.
Matt Doherty says any issues between himself and manager Heimir Hallgrimsson are water under the bridge. The 33-year-old has started Wolves' last 16 games in the Premier League while playing on the right side of a back three. Doherty admits he's enjoying his new position.
No, I think results weren't going well really at club level, and the manager decided that he relied on me for a particular game, and I played well for Gary for two games and I think maybe even three games before he got sacked. And then obviously Vitor came in and changed my position first training session, and I've not played out wide since, and I'm like almost thankful for that, because the position I'm playing in I'm really enjoying, and I feel like I'm playing well. I'm getting I'm involved in the game quite a bit defensively, and even just in build-up play. I always back myself to turn things around, even when things weren't going well, and I've managed to do it again, so I'm pretty happy.
But Doherty says there's been no deep and meaningful conversation with the Ireland boss after his exclusion from the squad last year.
No, we haven't spoken too much. We cleared things up, I think, the last time I was in camp, so everything seems fine now.
Bulgaria had the pleasant distraction of their annual award ceremony last night. PAOK striker Kirill Despotov, the current national team captain, equaled Hristo Stoichkov's record of 5 Bulgarian Footballer of the Year awards. It was the 4th year in a row that Despotov was named Player of the Year by a panel of 97 journalists. Levski Sofia defender Christian Dimitrov, recalled after an 18-month absence, misses the Ireland game with a foot injury. Bulgarian football has been in the news for the wrong reasons over the last 48 hours. A minute silence was held before the top-flight draw between Arda and Levski Sofia for former Arda defender Petko Ganchev. The only issue is that 28-year-old Ganchev is alive and well and was an unused sub for his club in the Bulgarian second tier yesterday.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Crystal Palace have confirmed sporting director Dougie Friedman has left the club. He's been in the role since 2017 and was a key figure in signing the likes of Eberechi Eze, Mark Gahey and Roman Eze. Friedman is to join Saudi second tier club Al Diriyah, where he's been offered the role of head of sport. Sky's pundits have been warned not to make snap judgments when the verdict on the 115 charges facing Manchester City is delivered. A report by the Daily Mail claims Sky have shared a fact file on the case, with the verdict likely to come before the end of this season. The file requests that their contributors take sufficient time to digest the outcome. And Maurizio Pochettino says he still harbours hopes of a return to Tottenham one day. The Argentine was appointed head coach of the USA in September following a spell with Chelsea. Speaking to Sky Sports, Pochettino hasn't closed the door on a potential return to North London.
Spurs is a special club. For me, for my coaching staff, for my family, that always is going to be a special club.
And you said you still speak to Daniel Levy?
Yeah, with Daniel.
Which is rare, isn't it, for somebody...
Why?
Because he got rid of you. And for you to still speak to him and have that relationship with him.
No, but I've been talking about two different sides, professional and personal. And I think always the appreciation in between both, I think always... was there and is going to be there. Another thing is to take professional decision. It's true, after nearly 6 years with all that we lived together, was tough because I seen too many up and downs, emotional things that we live. But for us, we split very well. One thing was professional, another personal, and now, like the day after that that we left Tottenham, we keep always a very, very good relationship. For the fans, I think it's important, yes. The fans of Tottenham are very special about the taste of football, no? And we learned very quick when we arrived in 2014 because from the beginning, the relationship wasn't a great relationship, but after we start to learn about the fans and we start to connect very well the team with the fans. But I think it always was... We need to split, no, the period that in this football club, because I think today the expectation of Tottenham is to win. But that is a good debate that when we were there, is to win what, you know? I think because we are ambitious and I am ambitious, always we wanted to win the Premier League and the Champions League, and we were close. But also we wanted to create a legacy that Daniel is creating now. about the best training ground in the in UK or in the world or in Europe, one of the best or the best stadium in UK and in Europe. And now Tottenham have all the, you know, the facilities and everything to try to go and face this challenge that is to win the Premier League and be a very consistent always in Champions League. Of course that the fans won a title, because that is...
Because very... every football fan wants a title.
Yes, all won a title. But yeah. I think to put the club being very regular in Champions League and also challenge for the Premier League every single season, that is important. And then the consequence to be there is to win the Carabao Cup or to try to win, you know, the FA Cup. That is, of course, is really important. No?
You speak so fondly. Do you ever think there's another chapter of that story to go with Spurs? Could you ever see yourself back there, do you think?
Look, when I left the club, always I remember one interview. I said, oh, I would like one day to come back, you know, to Tottenham. And that is my, of course, is my... I'm not going to now to say, because I am in USA,
yes.
I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to talk about that. What I told, still after 6 years or 5 years, I still feel, you know, in my heart that, yes, I would like one day to come back. We see the timing, like say Daniel,
yeah.
are in our same way, you know?
Yeah.